Okay,
All
you're
right, good
recording.
morning. Welcome to the maiden podcast of Elevating with Mike and Marsha. I'm one of your hosts, Marsha Hawkins. I'm here with Mike Athis, and today is our maiden podcast of Elevating with Mike and Marsha. So first off, welcome aboard, Mike. Good to see you.
Hey, great to see you. Happy New Year, Marsha. Excited about this
Indeed.
venture we're working on here.
Yeah, we have quite a history. I don't know how long I've known you, but we always manage to connect on a pretty regular basis. We've done a couple podcasts together on SiriusXM on Elevating with Marsha, and we thought, why not join our forces, and our knowledge, our experiences, our spirit of being an entrepreneur, and everything that encompasses that. We thought we would bundle this all in as a way of really, I think the cornerstone of what we're trying to accomplish here is really being able to help other entrepreneurs, business owners. Let's face it, post-COVID, pre-COVID, it's been a much different environment out there for business owners. And I feel a strong calling to that in being able to, I love helping people. I love helping business people, and I think that's kind of the genesis of why we decided to start this podcast.
Yeah, Marsh, I look at this as there's a lot of things that we've learned over the years, and you and I have been friends for a long time. But I think there's a lot of things that we've learned in business over the years that we have some experiences that we can share. And I'm a big believer that knowledge is power, and so the more we can get information out there, and here's some of our experiences. This is what we found, and also at the same time, I'd love to talk about some current events with you and get your opinions on what does this look like and how is this going to shape the business world. I mean, right now
Do you
we're
really
looking
want
down.
my opinions?
I do. Yeah, I think that they're valuable. I mean, people need to know that there are people out there that have success in business and they know how to navigate the ups and the downs, and that's a big thing right now. I mean, right now the economy's down, it's going up. How does that look for this business or that business or whatever? And I know that you have a lot of valuable insight on it, and it's time to get that out there and share our experiences with the world. So.
Yeah, and in talking, on other podcasts that I've done, I think it always comes back to the same thing. I do have a strong yearning. I think you do as well. Being able to help people. I've done, several different lines of business, and I've done, pretty well with everything. Currently, I'm a general, not a general, but I'm a multi-line. Insurance agent. I own an insurance company in Williamstown, Massachusetts. I work all over the country, primarily property and casualty within Massachusetts, New York, Connecticut, New Hampshire, and Vermont. But I do annuities, I do life insurance, disability. I have we both, I know you do life insurance as well. And health insurance. I also do health insurance. I'm licensed in over 30 states. But it's funny how much insurance weaves into the whole business matrix because you obviously have to have it. But it's afforded me an appreciation of not only as being an agent, but also being a consumer of insurance and being able to educate my clients on, the types of insurance that they need. I love doing tax-free retirement plans through an index universal life policy. I love doing health insurance. I have a signature product that I use through UnitedHealthcare that is excellent for people who are in between traditional health insurance and Medicare. I do a lot, pretty popular, believe it or not, in the villages in Florida for some of my signature UnitedHealthcare plans. But yeah, it's and that I've run a contracting business with my husband, a retail store, a salon. I've had still have quite a few irons in the fire with that. But I think the insurance and my marketing, my online marketing, and just traditional marketing. I am extremely old school, and I really try to convey that to all of my clients, and really get them, in a perfect box, if you will, on one-stop shopping for your startup for your business. And I love helping people kind of conceptualize a business idea, put it into a business plan, and then execute it and get them going. Because you can be, and I'm sure you'll agree with this, Mike, you can be really good at what you do, whether it's insurance or auto body or whatever it is, a restaurateur, whatever. You can be a really good chef, but that doesn't necessarily translate into being a really good business owner. And I think some people
Right.
think because they make great bagels that they would be able to open up a bagel shop, or if they really were very good at making cakes in their kitchen, they would be a great bakery owner. And it doesn't always translate that way. Agreed?
No, I definitely don't think it translates. And as you're talking about that, and I guess with my background, it's heavily insurance based, and so I've spent the last 14 years building up a large scale life insurance agency, and that's my primary bread and butter. And then I've incorporated health insurance into it, but I've always played around with other things on the side, right? And so one of those things that I played around with on the side was my Aunt JoJo Spice crab spice seafood seasoning. And I think that
Amazing.
I was. Yeah, I love it. It's a fantastic product, a great cause. I mean, it's designed to kind of share a family recipe and give back to charities. But at the same time, how do you get that out to the public? So speaking to your point, it's like a great product, but how do you mass distribute that? And what are some obstacles that I've been through that to overcome that? And just because you create a great product doesn't mean that all of a sudden it's gonna get out there and into a lot of people's hands. And so when you're that chef and you make great pastries, fantastic. But how do you get that product in people's hands, and how do you get that following? And I think that's something that your expertise, Marcia in particular, from the marketing side of things, is really it's been helpful for me over the years, and I'm looking forward to sharing a lot of that insight with more people on this podcast.
Yeah, because I think for me, this is just my own personal opinion. I'm kind of done with the online influencers and the Instagram ads and the Facebook ads. And if you even mention a word around your phone, your feeds are going to be flooded with that particular thing. My big joke is when I was on doing supplemental insurance added to the health insurance, and I would have to say it covers organ donation, organ
Your phone is
replacement.
popping up with all the organ
Well,
donor.
no, it's even worse than that. I got an ad. I kept getting an ad on my Facebook feed for an organ donation cooler from Amazon. I
Oh
was
boy.
like, yeah, and that's kind of where I was, I was really put on my heels. The internet, you can love it and hate it. One of the things I was talking with a colleague earlier about was, I can't mention the carrier, but one of the personal line carriers that's very well known, the technology that they're using and what they do, this is kind of fascinating, actually. They fly a commercial airliner across the country, back and forth, every 6 months, and they videotape everything. So when I go to put in a homeowner's quote, I all of a sudden the whole house just appears before my eyes on my screen. My joke was, if you had a pimple on your face, they would know it if you were in your yard. The technology and the precision of this technology is unbelievable. And while it's good, it's kind of scary, But it's, I love the internet. I love everything about it. I think AI, I don't know, I'm kind of on the fence about that in terms of the scariness of it, for the lack of a better word. And yet I get it, because you can utilize it and it's great, but it's also scary. The internet, I just think there's so much saturation. But I think in the next 3 to 5 years, I think we are going to be amazed at the different direction that we go. I mean, if you look back maybe even 10 years, where blogging was a thing, and Google AdWords and pay-per-click, and and you know, it's video marketing, SEO, like everything just seems to be evolving. And you as an entrepreneur, one of the things I have really started to embrace and recognize, I'm really allocating a good chunk of my day to, you know, sharpening my skates, if you will. I'm really trying to go on, take some classes, and really just stay up on it, because if you don't, you will be left behind. And I feel bad when I go in to talk to a marketing client. I'm always really shocked at the old tactics that they're using to market their business. And a lot of it is they don't know, they don't want to know, they want somebody to take care of it for them. So as a marketer, I really have to be on my game in terms of what I'm going to be able to offer these clients, because there's you know, somebody just waiting to take their money and really not offer anything to them because they know they don't know. And I would never want to be that marketer.
There's a ton of that out there. I mean, and even if you go back into the bots that do the SEO marketing on websites, I mean, all that it's garbage. But at the same time, you mentioned something that was really interesting, like the self-development and improving your skill set on a daily, weekly basis has been something that for me, at least in my professional life, and this is coming from like I was an English major in college, and so you'd think I would love to go read books, but it's actually the opposite of that. I really struggle with reading books, but what I found is that I need to constantly be self-developing and self-improving just to stay on top of the game and to have that edge. And so the more I can get out there and learn about various topics, and marketing could be that topic, or it could be just connecting with people. Right now, I'm reading a book that's Never Eat Alone. Is a book that I'm partially through, and because I'm interested in how do I connect with people, how do I bring business to the next level and provide that extra value. So having that self-development, it's a constantly changing world right now. AI is something that you just mentioned, and it's funny. I thought I was on top of the game about 6 months ago with an AI software that was able to do a lot of marketing for my insurance business. And no sooner than about a month later, I feel like every single email that I was getting is all AI generated, and every single correspondence that I was having, it's AI generated. And so it changes so quickly that you got to stay on top of what's going on. And so that self-development is a big piece of it. Because AI is great, it can do great things, but I'm also a product of the 80s and 90s, and so I also look at like the Terminator movies, and I'm like, oh my gosh, where is this going to end up with? I mean, are we going to have robots running the world? I don't want that. But at the same time, I think that there's if we can figure out how to point AI in the right direction, good deal. I mean, we still needs that human backbone on the back of it, so
Well,
to
I
interpret
think
and
the
figure out.
technology side of it really needs to be about 25% of it. I think the other 75% has to be the actual business person providing, you know, a quality product with supreme customer service, whether it's a product, service, whatever it is that you're offering. And I'm kind of the belief that that's kind of gone away. I love the book by Mike Michalowicz called The Toilet Paper Entrepreneur. It's a quick read.
Yeah.
I
Yep. Great
actually
one.
met Mike through a previous colleague of mine, and my colleague gave me the book. He said, "This reminds me of you. His philosophy reminds me about what you say all the time." And you know, if you look back in time, and I wanted to delve into this a little bit, because I think at the root of everything that we're trying to do, it's really to help business owners. And I think there's just a couple of key points about being a business owner, a couple of things being like time management, you know, having that burn in your belly, being able to get up every day and understand that, you know, if you want to make massive amounts of money, you got to put a massive amount of effort into it. I was talking to a colleague earlier, and he was saying, yeah, it looks like moving forward, you know, most of us agents are going to have to put in, you know, 12 hours instead of our typical 5 or 6. And I was like, I work way more than that. But that's, you know, some of them, that's what they do. You know, some, you know, they're able to do that. Good for them. I have not, I don't have that luxury. And that's because I impose that upon myself. I don't like ending my day with stuff left over that I need to do tomorrow. But that's another podcast. But you know, getting
It's a
back
great
to
podcast. We'll do that
but
one.
there's something, you know, for what I believe in is I think time management, being able to multitask with good time management, being able to, you know, organize your day. And I know that goes back to time management, but what I mean by that, but like setting your day up for success every day. And, you know, I've said this for years, you know, what the mall did to Main Street America, the internet did to the mall. And go to any mall now. I mean, any, you know, smaller mall, some of the metropolitan areas, the malls are still thriving. But you know, locally, where our local mall is, it's nothing but, you know, fitness gyms, virtual bowling, go-kart racing. I mean, they're just these cavernous.
I put my office in one of those for years, pre-COVID. I realized that they had space available, and they rather get no money or some money. And so I was able to
Yeah.
negotiate out a great lease on an
Yeah,
office space
absolutely.
inside a mall,
Absolutely.
but
But even with
there was no
all of
one in
that,
that mall.
yeah, but even with all of that, you still have to be able to connect with your customer, client, or patient. So for me, you know, people, my colleagues are aghast that my cell phone number is on all of the invoicing and all the correspondence that go to my clients. I have a pretty large book of business, and I'll have clients call my cell phone on holidays and evenings, Sunday, Saturday. And the other agents are like, "Why would you do that?" And I'm like, "Well, there's a little dirty secret in the insurance industry that a lot of these smaller agencies have been bought out by much, much larger agencies, and now you have a minimum of five prompts before you actually get to an actual, you know, person, and they're not an agent. They're just a customer service representative, which are wonderful people and can help you, but you know, if you're really looking for some hardcore answers or solutions, you want to talk to an agent and you want to know what you're up against, especially if you're starting a business and you need business insurance or something. You want to talk to an agent. So in summary, I just really feel that, I mean, have you ever gone, this is funny, have you ever gone to a restaurant and you think, why did these people open this restaurant? Like, it looks okay, you know, everything, but the food's not really that great. They're using frozen food and it's like, I sometimes, and not that I'm a chef by any stretch of the imagination, but if I'm going to pay for food and service in a restaurant, it better be good, because otherwise I would just eat at home. And I'm
Well,
always
it's funny.
surprised.
I was talking about that with a buddy of mine, and we were like, I'd love to go to eat like we used to be able to go out to eat when the quality of food was good, when the service was good, and it made sense. Now we go out to eat, and like it, so it's me, my wife, and my daughter. My daughter's 9. If I go out to eat, it's easily $200 at a restaurant compared to like I can cook at home. I can cook it like last night, for example. I made rib eyes and filet like an awesome meal, set salad and onions and rice and all that. I was probably into it for about $50 in comparison to about $200. And
Probably had leftovers.
Leftovers, exactly. But I don't know. I mean, there's got to be a value there. I didn't mean to cut you off, but it's one of those things that you gotta have a burning purpose. And a lot of these restaurants that I've found just don't have that. They just want to put out whatever they can do to do the bare minimum with it. And it's not fun
Do you know
anymore.
that I can count on one hand, five fingers, the amount of people, or restaurants, not people, restaurants that I'm aware of that people bought it because they were a frequent visitor to that restaurant, found out the owner wanted to sell and thought, I'm just going to buy it. I have no restaurant experience at all. And I can tell you where those restaurants are headed. And again,
Oh,
I'm
sure.
just kind of getting back to, you know, the genesis of all of this is that, you know, if you want to be an entrepreneur and you want to start a business, and you know, it's good to talk to people or listen to podcasts like this to kind of identify if you have, you know, that matrix, that common set of characteristics that you truly need. Now, mind you, there's some things that you are going to need that you are not, may not be good at, but that's when you delegate that out. For example, marketing, or If you're not really good at cooking, but you're very good at business, you need to hire a good chef. And yeah, but I'm just, again, I'm astounded how many times I will go into a restaurant and I think, why? Why serve this kind of food? I can make better at home. And I think it goes back to, maybe at one point they did have that burn in the belly for it, and maybe they don't now. And now it's just really just, going through the motions. And that's not a business in growth. That's a business in decline, and eventually it will come back and bite you. And I love to go over that when I'm doing a marketing eval and really talking to someone and saying, what are your challenges? What can I help you with? What is your biggest thing? I would say 90% of the time they're like, I just don't know how to do this online stuff. And I'm like, well, that's what I'm here for. And they'll complain about the cost of insurance. Well, I can help you with that too. And so it just kind of all incorporates. And I know we've got a great new product, and we're going to be doing a couple of podcasts about it, many podcasts about it, which I'm very excited about. But just a new service that you can add to business owners that have employees, and some of the multi layers of benefits for that we offer. And we're going to do a couple podcasts about that. And I'm very, very excited about the direction we're going with that as well.
No, there's some new products that have come into our agency that just they blow me away with what they can do for that business owner. But again, it goes back to, does that business owner have that passion? Are they looking to keep that business alive and get every edge possible to be able to expand their business and to grow their business? And that's what we're here for. It's we're here to provide value to help business owners move their businesses forward and in a positive direction. I think that so many people have had a tough run of it over the last several years, and they're looking for some hope and some light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm hoping that we can provide some of that, because the world is a very bright place. You just got to surround yourself with those people that are sharing that light.
Yeah, totally agree with that. So we're also going to, we're going to talk about insurance. We're going to talk about that new product coming out. We're going to be talking about marketing. We're going to talk about what this podcast and SiriusXM can offer, a potential client for us in terms of what and how they could actually market their business through the power of podcasting. We're going to be talking about that. And I would be out of my mind if I didn't talk sports. And we're going to be talking about politics, and not in a that has such a negative connotation to it. I don't mean it that way, but not politics in the traditional sense, but in how kind of politics kind of plays into your business model, if you will, and how I think some people think one way in terms of what policies can do for them. And I kind of want to give a new perspective on that in my experience with being an entrepreneur, and how different policies affect have affected my business, and what it means to my business when there's an administration change. And again, I'm going to talk about my experiences, not so much about my opinion, which I think is key.
Very, very much so. I think if we can talk about this is the reality of what it is, compared to this is how I feel. So I'm big on that.
Yeah, and the other topic I love delving into, I'm looking at I'm big on lists. I'm looking at my list of some stuff I have to pick up at Whole Foods later, and I want to talk a lot about one facet of being an entrepreneur that's never discussed, and that's really about how you tend to yourself. I mean, no one ever talks about that, and I like to talk about that. If I get into a meeting with a potential marketing, or mostly marketing, but I will say the same with insurance. If I'm doing an intake form with a potential BOP, which is called a business owner policy, and I see a very bleary-eyed, hungover person who's shaking, and their desk is a mess, and they're disorganized, and didn't remember they had an appointment with me, I take notice. I do. I'm not quite sure they might be a good risk for insurance for me. So I believe, for the lack of a better word, self-care and how people treat themselves. Getting back to my list, I have to pick up beets and apples and oranges and turmeric and ginger because I'm big into juicing, and I'm making liver shots, and I'm just really into all of that, and really taking really good care of myself. And I'm the first to admit I fall off the wagon, and I don't mean by drinking. I mean by just not. I might miss a few days where I don't get to work out, or I'm on the road and I don't eat as well as I want to do. That's what I mean by that. But I feel when you take, ultimate care of yourself, it's going to affect your business. And likewise, if you don't take care of yourself, it is going to affect your business. So I think that's an important component for any business owner, and I kind of like to look at that and offer suggestions. Not that I'm in there to be a personal trainer or a nutritionist or a marriage counselor or any of that, but I do think it's important. I think that you don't set a client up for success if kind of the elephant in the room is, well, I can do all this for you, but if this is going on, I may not be able to help you. If you if it so I in full disclosure, that's just kind of how I run my business. So
Yeah,
we'll be
well, I
talking a lot
think
about that.
energy is a big thing, and I understand exactly what you're talking about there. So having the ability to have the energy that's required just to get the job done is important. And so if you're helping out a business and you don't see it there's no way it's going to work out. So
I have a funny story about that. So
yeah.
I was talking to one of my auto dealers that I did marketing for about 8 years, and when I was talking to him, he said, "Oh gosh, I just stood up quick and I was feeling a little dizzy," and I was talking to him, and I said, "Oh, and he told me a couple of other things that were going on." I said, "Have you had your vitamin D levels checked?" And he's like, "No." So he did, and he goes, "I was severely deficient in vitamin D." He goes, "I feel fantastic." So that's what I mean by that. Just my husband will tell you I'm probably too observant, but when I observe something that I feel I may have a solution for, and again, if I walk into an appointment and someone is exhibiting signs of severe issues, no, am I going to tackle that? No. But if they sincerely want my help and my expertise with marketing and insurance, that might come up. I mean, I may or may not address that. It depends on the audience. If there's no audience for it, I wouldn't. But it is an important part, and I just, our listeners, I will, and we will be doing some podcast about just some things that you can do to physically, mentally, emotionally, have your head in the game and your physical self in the game. Because I think it's part of that matrix that I go back to. If that's missing, and you're unhealthy and you're tired and you're not sleeping well, I'm very much into restorative sleep and got a couple of tips on that as well. But if a lot of that's missing, I feel like I could be the best marketer in the world. I may not be able to help you if you're sabotaging it with really bad habits. So we're going to talk about that. It's the elephant in the room, in my opinion.
Well, I think that there's always going to be a lot of elephants in the room, and I'm excited to delve into that with you, and we can address them as we've seen them, and share those fun stories on this happened and that happened, and this is why we believe what we believe. So I think
Absolutely.
ultimately this podcast is going to be there to inspire people. It's going to be there to show people the some great tips and tricks to drive their businesses forward. And so I'm big about on making that happen, and I'm excited to have that journey with you.
Absolutely. All right. Well, tune in to the next edition of Elevating with Mike and Marsha. I'm your host, Marsha Hawkins, along with Mike Apus. For any inquiries, you can text me at 413-374-2100 if you'd like information about the show. And Mike, why don't you give them your number?
Yeah, my personal cell is 703-309-5543, and you can also reach me at mike@bluewavefinancial.com. So either way works great.
Yep, and Marsha at MarshaHawkinsAgency.com, and that information will also be in the text that you are viewing this or listening to this podcast on. All right, until next time, make it a great week.